boys, girls, and of course grown-ups. Welcome back to Messy Little Stories. Today's episode is all about the one thing that grown-ups like the best. Can you guess what it might be? Yes, that's right. It's glitter. Our second story is called The Reindeer That Pooped Glitter. So let's snuggle down and read together. Rodney the reindeer was special. He had many talents he worked hard on. But when he grew up, no one was prepared for what was to come. His problem, you ask? He couldn't stop pooping. No, no, that wasn't the problem. The problem was that he couldn't stop pooping glitter. Rodney pooped 5 times a day. He pooped 5 humongous buckets of glitter. Everywhere he went, it would cause trouble. It would block the roads, causing traffic, blocked walkways, and make everyone in the town cross. "Rodney!" they would yell. This made Rodney sad. He would walk back to the forest and sit there by the tree all alone. Seeing a very sad reindeer curled up in the corner, Sammy the squirrel walked over. "What's wrong?" she asked. Rodney looked up and said, "Everyone in the town doesn't like me. They don't want me around."
"But why not?"
Sammy asked.
"Because I cause trouble pooping glitter," Rodney cried.
Sammy sat there and scratched her head.
"But why is that bad? I would love to be able to poop glitter. What an amazing talent."
"Huh?" Rodney was very confused why Sammy thought it was a talent.
"Think about it. Christmas is coming up. You could decorate the whole town. It would be the sparkliest town ever," Sammy said.
Rodney got up, brushed the leaves off his fur, and gave off a huge smile.
"Thank you so much. You've made me realise I am special and I should show off my talent."
"You're welcome. Now let's go sparkle." Rodney and Sammy raced down the hill on a sledge they had made from fallen trees.
"Yahoo!" Rodney yelled out as they raced down the hill.
The town people stopped in their tracks.
"He's back! Everyone hide!"
Rodney went on with Sammy on his back, painting the town with glitter. He painted the walls of the buildings and the trees in the park, even the swings that the children would play on. Everything was glittery and beautiful. The townspeople watched as Rodney flew by. They couldn't believe what was happening. They tried to stop him, but Rodney was determined to finish what he had started.
"Look at it, Sammy. I am amazing."
"That's the spirit, Rodney," Sammy smiled. After Rodney had finished, he sat in the middle of the town, looking at everyone's reactions, waiting for them to shoo him off again. But a miracle happened. All the townspeople came out of their hiding places and looked around. Tears of joy hit their cheeks and their smiles grew bigger. The beautiful buildings were now shining, the glitter sparkling in the snow-wrapped windows. The doors were now the most beautiful doors you had ever seen. The children ran over to the swings and told their grown-ups it was the best day ever. Rodney's face lit up as he saw their reactions. At last, their faces weren't cross. They were delighted.
"Oh, Rodney, what you have done here is amazing. What a talented artist you are. You made everyone smile. We are sorry we once saw your glitter as a problem. It is not. It is a very special gift. Come and join us for Christmas."
And so, Rodney never felt alone or left out ever again. He was the most loved reindeer in town, and now owns his own art shop. The end. Thank you for listening to my second story.
I hope you can all find some magic in the glitter you have at home and create some beautiful art like Rodney. See you next time.